You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach talking Baltimore Orioles with MLB.com's Orioles beat reporter, Brittany Tirole. Britt, some distressing news for the Orioles yesterday as another setback for Dylan Bundy, who not that long ago was one of the most exciting young pitchers in the game, was mentioned in the breath with really same breath as nearly anybody you could think of. First of all, what exactly is going on with him physically?
Well, he's been shut down. He's probably not going to throw. There's a lot of inflammation in his arm, and nothing structural, so they don't think there's going to be any surgery or anything. So that's good news, but okay, he might not pitch again for the rest of the season.
Yeah, I mean, those things kind of it seems like mixed messages there, because they're saying nothing structural, but you're still talking about the shoulder, and they're still saying, you know, not going to pitch. I mean, there's 3 months left in the season, so I guess I just wonder what, I know you don't have a lot, but sort of what, how does that kind of add up that it's just some inflammation, but yeah, he's probably not going to pitch again before 2016.
Yeah, I don't know. Buck wouldn't really divulge too much more. Obviously, he knows more than he's letting on. So I'm really not sure. And, you know, I'm not going to pretend like I know the answer or what's going on, because in this situation, I don't.
What, at this point, is fair and realistic to expect from him going forward?
It's tough. I mean, if you don't see him again the rest of this year, he's out of options the next spring, so what do you do with him? Because he signed a major league deal when they signed him, he was during option years every year, even though he's only been up once in 2012. So, you know, they kind of hoped to see him in September and see what they had, you know, with call-ups for the Raptors. That probably won't be the case now. So I don't know realistically what you can expect out of him. I don't think they know. I don't think he knows. I don't think anybody knows at this point. It's really unfortunate. He's a really good kid, and he had Tommy John surgery before this, and it's just a really sad situation.
And I, again, acknowledging that you haven't seen the reports, but just as far as who you've talked to and what kind of read you've got, is the thought that this stuff that he's been dealing with this year, sort of to use a term, a cascade or some kind of, is the thought that this is all still to some extent dating back to the elbow and maybe the rehab didn't go as well as it should have, or is this completely new stuff that he's dealing with now?
No, I mean, this is the shoulder. That was the elbow. So I don't think they're related. Like I said, there's no structural damage. There was nothing. Never anything with the elbow. Since the elbow was fine, it's supposed to be the season that they kind of built him back up and to some extent took off some of the restraints. And like I said, it's just unfortunate. He had this shoulder soreness that hasn't gone away. He's had a bunch of MRIs. And I don't think it's related to the Tommy John. I mean, certainly his arm strength could be depleted a little bit and all that physically, but I think these are probably two separate things, and it just seems like the kid can't really catch a break.
Yeah, I guess that's what I'm wondering is sometimes, you know, you just don't get back to full strength or, you know, I realize it's not the same injury, but just sometimes as far as building the body up, it can kind of not work. You can never get back to full strength top to bottom after sitting out from a year with one injury, and you can have another. You know, as for this current year's team, you know, we talked, I don't know, how long ago it was, 2-3 weeks ago. And it seemed like there was, I don't know, probably cautious optimism is a fair way to put it regarding Bud Norris. He came back and it looked a little more like they were hoping for before he was out. But it's clear now that he's not fixed, baseball-wise at least. When you see Norris pitch, what do you see from him?
I think he's kind of struggling to find it, and he admitted last night that his confidence was taking a little bit of a hit during the stretch, and obviously he hit the DL, he dealt with pneumonia, he lost a lot of weight, and I just think he's lost a little kind of pep in his step, for lack of a better phrase. He seems to be not able to locate and command the way he was, and I think if you don't have your secondary pitches up here, you're just going to get completely hammered, and that's what happened last night. He's not a guy who's given up a lot of home runs over the course of the season. It was 7 total coming in. He gave up 4 last night to the Rangers. So they've got to find a way to get him on track. Buck Showalter pointed out last night, and Norris may know this as well. And he was 7-2 with, I think, a 3.29 9 ERA in the second half. So this is a guy who had a really good second half. They've got to kind of hope that they can just get him to the All-Star break. And a lot of pitchers use that time to reset. And hopefully he can use that time to reset because he's out of options. They can't really do much else with him. He used a free agent at the end of the year. And certainly this is hurting his free agent stock as well.
How much longer can they ride this out with him in the rotation? I mean, I know this is a guy they acquired to be a central piece of their rotation, but they're in a very close race, and they do have alternatives. How much longer can they wait for him? He's not going to go to the minors, but to do something like they did with Jimenez last year, how much longer can they wait on him to get right?
Well, what makes it tough is, what are you going to do? You're going to put him in the bullpen, and then you have another unoptionable piece in your bullpen? Last year, they had a lot more pieces they could option out. They could kind of afford to, first of all, Jimenez was on the DL for a little while, and secondly, when he came back, they could afford to put him in the bullpen because they had a lot of other optionable pieces they could send in the minor leagues. That hasn't been the case this year. I mean, they really have been hamstrung by the fact that they don't have any flexibility in their roster. So I think they're going to give him, you know, at least another couple starts. Hopefully he gets right. Hopefully they can kind of find a way to keep it together because, like I said, they don't have too many other options. Putting them in the bullpen could work, but then you really can't make too many other roster moves, and you can't afford to go through the course of a season with guys that you can't option. I mean, they've had to make some really interesting moves, like optioning Wei Yin Chen to Class A, just to avoid cutting ties and designating certain guys.
As we move, we're now, as of today, a month from the trade deadline, 30 days from tomorrow, 31 from today, however you want to look at it, it's a month out. You know, the Orioles have not in recent years been the team that makes that giant splash move, but they have been the team consistently that makes a lot of interesting small moves. As the deadline approaches, what do they need and what do you think they might do over this next month?
Well, they're telling other clubs that they want a setup man to go with Darren O'Day and that they would like a corner outfielder, preferably one that is right-handed. And you know, they have 8 outfielders on their roster right now, but it seems like they haven't really decided if any of them fit in. They've done a lot of platooning, a lot of shifting through guys. Adam Jones has been hurt, which obviously further complicated matters, but you know, that's kind of what they're looking for. I think if they can find a guy outfield-wise who can do that, then they don't need all these excess outfielders on their roster, which is really what's cramping things up right now. The fact that they can't option any of those guys, that there's 8 of them, none of them are performing or outperforming any of them. So that would certainly go a long ways to help them, especially their roster flexibility. And then the setup man, I mean, Darren O'Day has been good. He's gotten himself into some really big jams. He's really been playing with fire. And I think they really miss having Andrew Miller there. And obviously you're not going to probably get an Andrew Miller on the market again, even though he was the guy that they got last year. But I think that if they got another setup man, it would certainly help Darren O'Day and kind of be able to make that bullpen as strong as it was last year down the stretch.
One name we talked about a good bit over the winter in that outfield mix, Dariel Alvarez, got off to a really slow start. But for the last month or so, he's been hitting. Has he begun to play his way back into that picture as an option this year, or do they still need to see more before giving him any kind of a reasonable look?
I think he's probably going to come up when rosters expand. I don't think that he's done enough for them to just say, this is our answer in the outfield right now. It could be their answer in the outfield in the future. But I do think that they were impressed with him in spring training, but it felt like he needed some more seasoning. As you mentioned, he didn't get off to the greatest start. So I would think the plan for him right now, unless something drastically changes with their depth chart, would be for him to be a September call-up.
All right. Well, Brittany Giroli, thanks for taking some time to talk here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.